AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Voters in five states head to the polls today for 2016 presidential primaries. Mark Smith has a rundown.
Louisiana is another southern primary state where frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump figure to do well. But for the Democrats, there also are caucuses in Kansas and Nebraska, while Republicans caucus in Maine, Kansas, and Kentucky. The voting comes as the echoes of Thursday's Donnybrook GOP debate here in Detroit continue to reverberate, and as Clinton and Bernie Sanders prepare to face off tomorrow night in Flint, whose water crisis has made headlines for months. That debate's likely to be a wide-ranging examination of how the two candidates approach issues of race, policing, and justice. Mark Smith, Detroit.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz told a conservative gathering in Maryland he doesn't like the idea of a brokered convention, and he says a federal investigation underway into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server could interfere with her campaign.
I guarantee you they're asking, what did Secretary Clinton know and when did she know it? What did her inner team know and when did they know it? And I will say this, in the general election, we've never had a general election debate convened at Leavenworth.
A powerful storm system bringing heavy rain to California.
Looks like we're in this wet pattern out through the end of next week. We have another storm potential towards the next weekend across Southern California. So we're definitely locked in a wet pattern, which is a welcome relief to what we had in the last couple months where we haven't gotten many storms at all.
National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson says flooding is possible in some areas. College of DuPage meteorology professor Victor Genesi says he has a link between tornado activity and shifting atmospheric wave patterns. While the National Weather Service is still checking his research, Genesi says tornadoes could be higher than normal from tomorrow through the 19th. This is AP Radio News.
But you'll be okay.
Country singer Joey Feek is dead. She had been battling cervical cancer. In announcing her death, her husband, Rory Feek, wrote, "My wife's greatest dream came true today. She's in heaven." A twist in the decades-long O.J. Simpson saga. Ed Donahue has more.
Years ago, Simpson's former home was demolished. A construction worker claims he found the knife and handed it over to a now-retired motorcycle officer. Police Captain Andrew Nyman says evidence might be found.
Depending on where an item is kept and how it's stored and maintained, that it's possible to get DNA.
Nyman says there are two possibilities. This could be the knife that killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Or if this whole story is possibly bogus from the get-go.
Other knives have surfaced during the Simpson case, but were not linked to the crimes. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.